We're done. How many of you ever read a really good book? Or you had mom or dad help you read a really good book? Anybody remember one of your favorite books? Or one that you've read recently? Grady, I know you read every day. Allie, do you remember a book that you really enjoyed? Or what it was about?
Yes, Believe Arrested. I read that one. How long was it ago?
A couple weeks ago. Did you like it? What was it about?
This girl had like a mix of bulimia and anorexia. And like she went to this like mental hospital with like a bunch of friends.
Okay, so she got some help. And so it was a pretty inspirational book for you. Good. Anybody else? Some of your favorite books. Jane, what's one of your favorite books? Your Pokemon book. All right. You like to do that with Reese, don't you? And you like to tell people all about Pokemon. I know. Harlow, I'm sorry, Reagan. What's that? Ramona and Beasley? I read that one when I was, I think, your age, too. That's an old one, isn't it? Did you like that one? Did you tell anybody what it was about? You kept it to yourself? Was that hard? No? Yeah? Harlow, do you have a favorite book?
My favorite book is
Pinkalicious. Is what? Pinkalicious. Let me guess. It's about pink stuff. Do you like pink stuff? You like to tell people you like pink stuff? Yeah? Anybody else have a favorite? Landon, do you have a favorite book? Nothing? You don't read like every week? Yeah, me neither, man. Well, not when I was your age. Just a second. Chair? Do you have a favorite book? Let me guess. It's about dinosaurs.
My favorite book is
Something about muffins?
Moose and
oh, Give a Moose a Muffin. Reese had that book, I think, when he was little, didn't he? And didn't he? Somebody in my house had that book. You like sharing that book with people? You read it with your daddy? You read it with your mommy? Yeah, all right. I just got done reading a really good book. Guess what my book is? Church Leadership. I liked it. And I'd like to share. Can I read this book to you today? Are you guys all excited about church leadership?
Can't read it to me.
No? Don't worry, I'm not going to share it with you today. But I do like that. It was a really good book, and I happened to be studying church leadership because I was going to talk to some guys about church leadership, and I did get to share some of this stuff with those guys. All right? So sometimes when we read something, or we movies, you guys like a favorite movie? You like to tell people, hey, I just watched this movie. You really need to see it. It's a good movie, right? We like to share those kind of things. What's one thing that you like to share with other people? Anything? I know Adelie likes to share her voice. She sings at church. You share what with your big sister? You share your bottle with your big sister? She drinks right out of it? Oh. Oh. She feeds it to her little baby elephant? Okay. Jaden, what do you like to share?
My favorite book.
I like to share my toys and my favorite book. You like to share your toys? Yeah, toys are fun to share, aren't they? Landon, you got anything you like to share? Does Gavin share anything with you? Of course not. Do you have to share anything with him? No? You just are two non-sharers, huh? No sharing at your house. What's yours is yours. Yeah. Sometimes things are fun to share. You know why I know you guys like to share? Because I remember every Christmas and every Easter morning, almost all of you guys come in with something that you got for Christmas or something you got for Easter. And when you get excited about something, you want everybody to see what you got, right? I know Adelie always comes in with something pretty that she got, or a new doll, or a new dress, or a new something that she likes. New camera. I think one year you got a camera, I remember, right? And she wanted to share that and show everybody that. Grady's brought in toys and stuff over the years that he likes to share. And when we get something and we really like, we want everybody to see it, right? Adults are the same way. When they get something new, they get a new house. They have like open houses, and they want everybody to come see my new house. See where I live. See what God's given me. Anybody ever got a new car? I like getting new cars every once in a while. They smell good. They smell clean and fresh, and they're clean. And we like to show people, hey, look at my new car that God gave me, right? It's fun stuff. Or anything, guys. Some people are crazy about their lawnmower. Come over and see my new lawnmower, all right? There's even people in our church that are even weirder than that. They get new chainsaws. Oh, look at my new chainsaw. Look what it can do. We get excited. You know why we get excited about sharing things? Who are you made in the image of? There's a big question. Who are you made in the image of? I know Adelie knows. Landon, do you know? Jesus, God. Each and every one of us is made in the image of God. And guess what God likes to do? Share. God shares everything. And if we're made in the image of God, God created us to get excited to share things. God shares, first things God made, right? Sun, moon, stars, sky. Does he share that with us? Yep. Anybody ever see the sunset at night or the sun come up in the morning? How beautiful that is sometimes. God, that is a gift from God that he shares with us. He doesn't hoard it to himself. We get the warm sunshine, especially in the summertime. Does God keep all that warmth to himself? He shares it with who? You. God makes beautiful flowers. Right now, look at all the flowers here. I know they're artificial, but they're made after real kind of flowers, all right? God's got all hundreds and thousands of different colors of flowers and plants. Does he keep those to himself in heaven? Who does he share that with? You. God shares his goodness with us. What good things does God share with you? Any ideas? What does God share with you? Water. That's a good one. Very good one. He shares everything. What's one of your favorite things God shares with you? Does he share Joe with you? He doesn't keep Joe to himself. You kind of like Joe? I do too. That's one thing, huh? Jeremiah? What's one thing you like that God gives us? Your toys. God shares his toys. God's got some good toys, doesn't he? How many of you have any pets, animals? Let's share. I just learned about a new pet today. I had no idea somebody had this morning. Grady, what's your pet? Grady's got a pet snake. I am not going to come over and play with Grady's pet snake, but Grady likes it, right? And get Grady got it right out of nature. Right? His name is what? Scaly. Scaly? That's a good name for a snake. All right. Do you touch Scaly?
Yeah.
You play with Scaly?
No.
No. He doesn't do the trampoline with you? No. How many of you have puppy dogs or dogs at home? Yeah. Does God share his doggies with you? How many of you have kitty cats at home? God shares his cats with you? You know what Jaden's sister has?
Hedgehog.
She has a hedgehog. They're like little tiny porcupines. Yeah. Jaden says you can pet it so you can get stuck, huh? All right. God has animals and he shares those with us, right? He shares everything with us. Some animals we even eat. You like hamburgers?
Chicken.
Where do hamburgers come from?
Cows.
How many of you like bacon? Oh, yeah. Where did bacon come from?
Pigs,
right. So how many of you like milk? You like milk with your donuts or your cereal? Where's milk come from that we drink?
Milk.
Cows, right. So God gives us all kinds of animals. He shares those things with us. He shares his plants. How many of you like corn on the cob? How many of you like
bacon?
How many of you like salad? I do sometimes. I got to be in the right mood. Yep, yep. How many of you like green beans? Oh, yeah. All right. God shares his plants with us to eat. Reagan, you're a big eater of green beans, are you? What's your favorite thing to eat, Reagan?
Pizza.
God even gives us the stuff for pizza. All right. What do you think the biggest and best thing God shared with you is? Huh? Somebody? Oh, I'm sorry? God, he did give us the world. In fact, God said, here, I want you to have the world, and I want you to take care of the world and take care of each other. But God said he gave us something even better than the world. Right, Reagan? What did God give us that was better than the world? Even better than your own life. Begins with a J. Jesus. John 3:16. Did anybody listen to Landon this morning read the scripture? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave," or he shared, "his son Jesus, that whoever believes in him would have everlasting life." All right? God could have kept Jesus forever, couldn't he have? Never set him down. What would happen with us? What would happen to us if we never had Jesus? We couldn't go to heaven. Would we die and die forever someday? Yep, and we would never be with God. But God loved us so much, you know what? And God is so excited to share good things with us. He said, I'm going to share my son Jesus, my perfect son Jesus. And I'm going to lay him on the cross for you. He's going to take the blame for your sin. I'm going to make you perfect, just like my son Jesus. I'm going to share that gift with you. And he says, you know what? Since you've been forgiven, I want you to share that gift with other people. We're going to kind of practice that a little bit this morning. It's nothing like sharing Jesus. All right? I gave Grady something today. I gave Grady two big bowls of chocolate chip cookies. Who likes chocolate chip cookies? Everybody likes chocolate chip cookies, all right? Now, chocolate chip cookies are nothing compared to Jesus, but they're good stuff. Now, Grady, would it be very tempting to keep all those chocolate chip cookies for yourself? Now, I would be tempted, yes. But I gave them to you, Grady, and I'd like to tell you, I would like you to share your chocolate chip cookies with at least one person. Would you find one kid here and give one of those bowls of chocolate chip cookie? No, not a chocolate chip cookie. No, put it back in. Put it back in. Put the wrapper on. I want you to share a whole bowl with one of these kids. Pick out somebody that you're going to share one of those bowls of cookies with. This is tough stuff. Who are you going to share with? Go ahead and pick somebody. Adelie, his favorite sister. That's tough. That's tough giving away a whole bowl of chocolate chip cookies. Now, Grady, I want you to pick somebody else that you're going to share that one bowl with. Okay, no, give it to her. Bring her. You can come stand next to Grady. You guys are going to share this together. All right? Adelie, don't think you get that all to yourself. Find one person you're going to share that bowl of cookies with. Because it's good to share. We like to share things. You're going to share with Landon. All right, that's nice because Landon doesn't get anything. Gavin doesn't share anything with Landon. This is probably the first thing Landon's ever been given before. Thank you, Adelie. All right, now, you know there's grown-ups who love Jesus, who know Jesus. They have been forgiven by Jesus, and they have never told anybody about it. That's sad, isn't it? Sometimes grown-ups, they just pure plain forget to tell. How do you forget some to tell people that I've been forgiven. And this is how I've been forgiven. And I never have to die forever. There's going to be a day where I'm going to live with God. Actually live with God forever. And adults forget to pass that around. So we're going to remind the adults today that they've been given a gift. What gift have they been given? Jesus, right? And are we supposed to share that gift of Jesus? Yes. Now, I know chocolate chip cookies are not any comparison to Jesus. Grady, you and your partner, stand up. Adelie, you and your partner, stand up. You thought you were going to get the whole bowl of cookies for just the two of you, right? Pick up your bowl of cookies. You pick up your bowl of cookies. You two are going to go down this side, and you are going to offer, you're going to tell, like say you go to Grandpa first. You're going to say, Grandpa, I got a sweet gift for you. And if Grandpa wants to accept that gift, he's going to say, Amen. If they don't say Amen, don't give them a cookie. All right? So in order to get a cookie, and tell them they can go ahead and eat their cookie after they get it. All right? You guys can start down that. But they have to say, and they have to say it so you can hear it good. Not Amen. Amen, because it's something to be excited about, right? Okay, you start with Grandpa, and you guys can go down that side. All right, start passing out cookies. Same thing with you guys, all right? You're going to go to Reese first. You're going to say, Reese, I got a sweet gift for you. And Reese has to say what?
Amen.
No, he's got to say, Amen. If he doesn't say Amen, he doesn't get a cookie, right? And then you just go on to the next person, all right? You get them to say, if somebody says it real loud, like I mean real loud, Mike, you can have two cookies. All right? All right. You guys pass out your cookies. All right. Go ahead. We're going to share a little bit of love of Jesus today in the form of, I'm not hearing amens over here. Grady, did they say amen very good? Why are we passing out cookies then? Did Mama say amen? All right, go on. I heard an amen. All right. This is the most amen and we're going to get in church, I bet, in a while. That's all right. Oh, they're going to be. Oh, they're not going to be left out. Don't worry about these guys. How does it feel, though, to watch everybody else get cookies? And here you are. Nobody's sharing cookies with you. Does that feel good? That doesn't feel. Hey! There's a two cookie-er over there. Does that feel good? You know there's people in the world who don't know anything about Jesus. Amen. Because nobody says, hey, there we go, there's a two cookie. Because nobody shares Jesus with them. You think they're sad inside? They don't have the hope and love that you guys have. Now listen. You forget some people? We got a couple. No, I knew James would yell a good amen. There you go. All right. Well, guess what? We love you enough to share Jesus with you this morning, all right? Would it feel good if we shared the cookies with everybody? Okay, when these guys come back, if you give me a real loud amen. Give that man three. That's what I said. We're going to get some amens today. Okay. When these guys get back, they're going to offer you a cookie. Adelie is going to say,
I have a sweet gift for you.
Jaden, if you yell, amen, you can receive that gift. Would you like a cookie? What do you need to say to get two cookies? All right, that's two cookies. Jeremiah, Adelie has something to give you.
I have a sweet gift for you.
Would you like to have one? Can you yell amen?
Amen.
All right, you can have two. All right, you get two.
I have a sweet gift for you.
All right, we're getting some good amens. Hey, you know, even though Grady has some, he didn't get to eat any himself. Would you like to offer him?
I have a sweet gift for you.
Amen.
All right.
Oh, I have a sweet gift for you.
All right. Now, Grady, nobody has offered Adelie any cookies. Your favorite sister, or Landon. Would you like to offer them?
Amen.
All right. Grab a couple, Landon. That's worth a couple. You sure? All right.
You got something to say?
You got something to say to me?
Amen.
All right.
I get two.
Now, I got a question. Did everybody receive your gifts?
Did everybody nobody, get a sweet
nobody,
gift?
Nobody turned it down? Nobody. Amen. Do I get the whole bowl?
Sure.
All right. No, sit down. All right. Okay. Thank you. Did it feel good to share? We had plenty to share, didn't we? We had plenty of cookies to share. Look at all the happy faces we got out here. You know how many amens you guys got? I haven't heard that many amens in church for forever. I can't remember last time I heard that many amens in church. It feels good to share, right? The next time you're eating chocolate chip cookies or any kind of cookies, I want you to remember what this felt like to share and to remember every day. Nancy talked about this morning at missions time. Do you remember what she talked about at mission time? What's your number one job to do at school? You're supposed to listen. You're supposed to learn. You're supposed to be kind. But what's the most important thing you're supposed to do at school? Share who? You're exactly right. Share Jesus. And you do that by being kind, being loving. And it's okay just to tell them, you know what? I had a good time at church today. And I learned that Jesus loved me and that he gave his life for me. And I get to live with him forever because he forgave me. It's okay to tell people that. All right? Okay. Can you guys stand up and get in our circle? And when we're all done, you can finish eating your cookies, okay? Hold hands, or most of you did finish your cookies. All right. Hey, let's let Landon in here, bud. Boy, the guy doesn't even get shared with at home. Let's share the circle with him, man. All right, let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for these kids. Father, what a gift you have given to the church through these kids. You've given them each gifts and talents to share. And you've given them each special hearts to love people with. And Lord, they're all back in school now. And I pray that you would continue to protect them, guide them. And like Nancy said this morning, Father, give them opportunities this school year to share your love and to share your joy with their friends at school and even with their teachers, Father. We ask that you will give them good hearts, good ears that will listen, and give them good minds that will think hard for you this school year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys can go sit down. You're thirsty. I don't have milk to share, sorry. But adults, hey, what a reminder. We just talked to the kids. We as adults sometimes forget where our salvation comes. Or sometimes we take our salvation for granted sometimes, and it's easy to just sit on our salvation and do nothing with it. Folks, we've been called by God to share the gift of Jesus Christ with other people. It's not just the kids that have that job at school. You all go to work. You all go out in the community. You serve. You volunteer. I know you guys are out in the world. We're supposed to share Jesus Christ. We're supposed to share his light. We're supposed to shine bright for Jesus. And what a reminder just through these kids that we're supposed to be living for him, we're supposed to be speaking for him, we're supposed to be working for him, and we're supposed to be sharing with him. I want an amen for those, buddy. That's all right. Give him I want to hear an amen.
Amen.
All right. All right. Thank you for thinking of the nurse. Did Jonathan get one way back? Did you get one? All right. So, amen. All right. We are going to sing Blessed Assurance this morning. It's a beautiful song. It's one of my favorite hymns. Jonathan sings it every once in a while. I love when he sings it. It sort of reminds us of our story. Our story in Jesus Christ. Each and every one of us has a story to share with the world of how he came into your life, how he blessed you. And he's asked you to share that story with the rest of the world. Would you please stand? Everybody stand up. All right. However you need to respond to the Holy Spirit this morning, let's do that. If you need to offer your life for the very first time to Jesus, we invite you to come down this morning and give yourself over wholly to Jesus Christ this morning. If you just need to be reminded by the Holy Spirit today to maybe speak a little bit more the name of Jesus out in the world, or maybe just to reflect the image of Jesus a little bit more out in the world, ask the Holy Spirit to give you that power today, to give you that courage, to give you that boldness out in the world. However you need to respond to the Holy Spirit, let's do it, and do it with a happy voice this morning. Let's sing Blessed Assurance.